Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. Good morning to each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagan, and we are here on NPA Live Guide. Come on the Blog Talk Radio, and we are so excited for what the Lord is doing. We're here now bringing to you part two of Thursday Morning Live on NPA Live, presenting the first fruits, worldwide prayer and praise, with the International Ambassador, Ambassador Bernard, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Come, let's go back into the services.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. I knew the Lord wanted me to hear something here. God bless you. Thank you so much. All right. I've got two people on the prayer line who need prayer. That's Dr. Lacey. Amen. We're going to pray for her and my mother, 94 years old, Mother Ed Lee Johnson. Mother, we prayed for you last night. We're going to pray for you again.
Yes.
God's going to do something.
Thank you.
And he's touching you now.
Yes.
Excuse me. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't come to you many times asking for anything, but I got a couple requests this morning. I want to thank you for allowing me to go through that 1,000-day fast. And God, I just basically didn't ask you for anything. I just was thanking you for those 1,000 days. But I got a couple requests this morning. In the name of Jesus, would you look on Dr. Mary Lacey and help her. Keep blessing her physically and healing her body. In the name of Jesus, I pray properly.
Jesus,
Jesus, you said if I'd ask you anything in your name, you'd do it. I ask you also, Lord, would you look on my mother?
Yes.
Your mother to the nation, Mother Ed Lee Johnson.
Do it, Lord.
Touch her body, Lord, and heal her.
Touch.
Oh, God, you made her. You know all about her.
Glory.
Yeah. Touch that stomach. Settle that stomach.
Touch.
Bind the enemy that comes against her. Touch her back and heal her back. In the name of Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
We love you and we thank you for what you're doing. I believe it, so that's why I'm going to thank you in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing that. In the name of Jesus, I'm thanking you. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what you're doing and how you're doing it. Bless, 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 bless. Lord,
yeah.
I know you don't have amnesia. You haven't forgotten anything. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yeah, you wrote the book. And but I'm going to just, if you allow me to remind you, that you told me to ask you, and it shall be given, and seek and I will find, and knock, and the door shall be opened. I'm asking you to bless the people on this prayer line. Make a way for them on this prayer line. Bless on this prayer line. Move by your power divine on this prayer line. And thank you for all people worldwide who are in Africa and Asia and India, Philippines, everywhere. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus.
I want to just ask you if you've got a prayer request this morning, even a name that you want to get on the prayer line. We'll call it and pray for them too. So this is your time for prayer requests. The line is open to you if you have a prayer request.
Yes. Dr. Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dr. Johnson. This is Evangelist Johnson again. I would like to put Pastor Paul Watkins on the prayer line. He lives in Modesto, Maryland, and he had a head-on collision with a tractor trailer, and he is in critical condition, broken legs and arms. So I just want to put him, actually, on the prayer line to please pray for him. And I believe my pastor is on the prayer line this morning, Superintendent Kemp. I believe he is on. So I just want to ask you to pray for him.
We certainly will. I want to allow and greet the people. Superintendent, if you're there, the line is open to you. Just say hello to everybody and greet us, if you would.
Superintendent. Hello. Praise the Lord. I bless you. How are you doing, Brother Johnson?
And I'm trying my best. Keep me in your prayers.
Yes.
But good morning to you. Amen. We praise God for you. Greet us. The line is open to you.
Praise God for you. We had heard that you had this prayer line going on. And we decided we would join and listen in to you this morning. I enjoyed the praise reports earlier. And we certainly pray with you. It is important that we touch and agree. You know, that the one church is 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. So we're just agreeing with you in prayer. Especially, I heard you there praying for your mother.
Thank you.
Sure.
God bless you, Superintendent. And we'll be praying for you. Amen. All right, the line is open for anybody else.
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry. I want to pray for my family, the Hall family that's going to a funeral in Michigan. I just want to pray for them and also have an unspoken prayer.
All right, Jerry, Sister Jerry Hall, we certainly will.
It's Sister Pierce, and there's a Christian prayer for my cousin Tina Hankins. She has back problems. She's taking care of my 93-year-old auntie, so I'm praying for this morning, my auntie.
All right, Sister Peterson.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And I'm spoken for me.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you, Mother.
I just asked you to pray for the whole world. It's a lot of people that I don't know by name. But I'm asking a special prayer for New Horizons United Baptist Church in Anderson, not Baptist, but United Methodist in Anderson. And I'm asking to pray for my Pastor Gina. I'm just asking to pray for everybody. I don't know by their name, but just pray for the whole world. And that way we won't miss nobody. Thank you.
All right, Mother. God bless you. Anyone else?
Sister Gwen, 314, unspoken request.
All right, Sister Gwen, 314. All right, anybody else?
Jesus. Mother Digby, I'd like to put my son Kenneth on. He has arthritis, and it moves around in his body.
Okay, son Kenneth.
Yes, sir.
Arthritis. All right. God bless you. Anyone else? All right. Anybody have a name you want to put on the prayer list? If so, we want to give it a shout out.
Major Lacey, Major William Lacey.
All right, Major William.
Good morning. Good morning, Isis Jackson.
Isis
Jackson.
Jackson. Okay.
Frank.
Valerie Robinson. She needs money to pay her light bill. Valerie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sister Lily Mays.
All right, Sister Mays. Anyone else?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is 816 Ambassador Dr. Johnson. This is Sharla. Good morning, everybody. I just got off mute. I wanted to get on to pray for our hot water tank. It has been out here in my home for the last 3 weeks. So I'm just asking God to fix our hot water tank here. So I'm just asking God for that. That is my prayer for today. Thank you.
Somebody's breathing in the phone real heavily. Thank you, Sister Charlotte. God bless you.
International Ambassador.
Right, I hear you.
International Ambassador.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Frank Stith.
Mother Wilson, I'm Memphis, Tennessee. I'm requesting prayer for myself, and I thank God for still being alive and praying for want you to pray for my sister Marty that's having cancer surgery, and may God bless you.
What is her name, Marty, you say?
Marty Kennedy.
Cancer.
And this Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee.
My Mother Wilson. All right.
Yes.
Anyone else?
This is Sister Lawson. I'm asking prayer for Brother Lawson and Sister Lawson.
Brother Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. Stillwater, Oklahoma.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello? This is Sister Canada.
From where?
Calling for prayer. I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, and I need prayer. I'm on my way to surgery for cancer, breast cancer, and also I need prayer for cataracts on my eyes and my knees. Pray much for me that I have more faith in God. I am saved. Pray for me very much. Thank you.
Now, did you say you're on your way to surgery for cancer?
I'm going to have surgery on Tuesday morning for breast cancer.
All right.
I'm here in Kansas City, Missouri. And my sister, Molina Wilson, called in for my prayer, too. She gave me this number.
Oh, are you the one that we've been looking for, right?
I don't know.
I think
but
so.
Thank God for the strength and give me courage.
Yeah, I've been wanting to pray for you. Amen. They said that that cancer, am I correct? That cancer has been spreading and everything?
It just began to grow. It's in stage one.
All right. I want, I don't know if Ambassador Stern is on here or Ambassador Pfeiffer. We want to get you to pray for these other people. I'm going to take time to pray for Sister Canada. Amen. Sister Canada, I want you to know that if you've got it, God can heal it.
Yes, no.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to know that no matter what the problem is, cancer, whatever it is, God is not afraid of any of that. Amen. It's just one thing that he can heal. Ain't no problem. I want you to lift your right hand, Sister Canada. Will you do that?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I want you to let your faith go up. Do you believe in the Bible?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever read the account where the children of Israel were with Moses and they were at the Red Sea and they didn't know what to do? They're like you. They had a Red Sea before them and they had mountains on their right and left and a mountain Pharaoh's army behind them. They didn't know what to do. But Moses had a rod in his hand. Lift your hand. Moses had a rod. And God said, what do you have? He said, I have this stick. He said, it's a rod. And he stretched it out. And God must have gotten in the rod, gotten in the stick.
Yes.
Because the whole Red Sea stood up at attention and opened up and hushed like a baby. And I believe God sent a wind to dry the land when it hushed like a baby and opened up. God must have sent a wind to dry the land. Otherwise, it would have been muddy everywhere. But
yes,
they were able to walk across on dry land. And with water on both sides, standing back, couldn't do nothing because God said do it. Now, that's the way cancer is. Have you ever worked, Sister Malina, Sister Canada? Have you ever worked?
Yes, I have. I was in the United States.
On your job, you had a boss, am I right?
I had. I was so.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you that everything, even in life, there's a boss. Everything has a boss. Cancer has a boss.
Yes.
Just like you got a boss on your job, cancer has a boss.
Yes.
He's got to obey his boss, and the big boss is God Jehovah.
Yes.
And when the boss speaks, even cancer has to obey. He's an arrogant arrogant affliction, arrogant disease. Because he says, if I get him, he tells us, you know, he tells those around, if I get him, they can't get away. I'll kill him. But when the big boss steps up, he backs up and backs out. If the big boss says leave, he has to get out.
Yes.
Because he has a boss. Mm-hmm. If I could get you to believe that,
I believe
something will happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see this precious lady.
Yes.
Cancer has made her believe that he's the boss. He's not the boss. He's got a boss. And I'm asking you, and speaking to you as the big boss, God, just like you got in that rod with Moses and the whole Red Sea respected you and stood up and parted when you gave the indication. Now, how much stronger is the Red Sea? Water is the strongest force basically we have in nature, and yet it stood up and hushed like a baby. Cancer is in that realm of diseases. They have to hush when you say hush. They have to get out when you say get out. God, I'm asking you to speak in the name of Jesus. I want you to speak. Cancer, you are the big boss. You tell cancer when to stop, when to get out. No problem for you. And God, her hand held up. You said you had no respect to persons. Same thing you did for Moses, you can do for her. Let the Holy Ghost jump in her hand. And reserve it for cancer.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Anointing. Reserve it for cancer.
Yes.
And when she lays her hand on her body, whether she feels the thing or not, in the spirit realm,
yes,
I'm asking you to completely annihilate cancer.
In the name of Jesus.
I see it getting afraid now. I see it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It must recognize that you're getting in the room.
Yes, Lord.
And whatever you say goes. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
God, get in that woman's hand. Hold your hand up, Sister Canada. Hold that hand up. In the name of Jesus, give a thwarting anointing that thwarts cancer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch her hand and let the Holy Ghost be in there. And then also put the oil of the anointing on her hand. That it would not only tell cancer to get out.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
But if he refuses, it would just send that destroying angel.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Angel. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woman, in the name of Jesus, Sister Canada. Mashadadote. Kikadarondarote. Etetikishete. We obey him. In the spirit realm, for thy shall be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you obey. Won't you take your hand, Sister Canada, and I want you to start at the crown of your head.
Yes.
Rub it down your face and then all the way down to your feet.
Yes.
Then start at the crown of your head again and go down the backside as far as you can get on your backside. Loose this woman, you spirit of infirmity. Disease. Get out! In the name of Jesus, we command. God just said, whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And in the name of Jesus, I loose this thing to get out of her body, but I bind it at the same time. Destroy it. Don't go anywhere.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The resurrection blood of Jesus is against you.
In the name of Jesus.
Quit it now. I see it. Oh, my God.
Jesus, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Log. Get out.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I see it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Put on water.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
God.
Got to get in the spirit to see this. I'm not trying to be no wonder or nothing.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
In your name, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
God, it's like I can describe
thank you,
it.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Big old huge bumps.
Thank you,
Lord. Put them down to the ground and melting.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
open your
you,
mouth,
thank
Canada.
You.
All of the anointing, all in your mouth.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Mother Digby. So they want to forget about Superintendent Kemper. Amen. Amen. Mother Digby, praying for her son Kenneth, but then all arthritis. Amen. I'm putting Mother Abby Johnson on the prayer line, and Dr. Mary Lacey on the prayer line, and Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson on the prayer line, Major William Lacey, amen, and Isaac Jackson, amen. Want to put Sister Robinson, that light bill, her first name Voller or something there. Valerie Voller Robinson. All right. And Sister Lily Mays, been with us a while. Bless her. Charlotte Gray, got a situation with that hot water tank. Amen. Ask God to bless them with the finances to get that fixed. Amen. Mother Wilson. And we're praying for Marty Canada. I just prayed for her. Pray for forgiveness. All right. And Sister Lawson and Brother Lawson there. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch their backs. Oh, my Lord. Touch, heal. Heal their backs in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray for Melina. Amen. The line is open to you. Amen. Either one of y'all, take us out.
God bless you. I will pray this morning. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, God, bless your name. We bless your name right now, oh God. We bow before you this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bow before you, Lord God. Hallelujah, asking that you forgive us, oh God, for our unrighteousness, all sin and iniquity, oh God. And we pray right now your blessings upon your people. Oh God, we pray that you hear our prayer, Lord God. Let not my cry come, oh God, hallelujah, and you don't hear it. Hide not thy face from me in the day that I'm in trouble. Incline your ear unto us, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. And when we are in trouble, we call on you, oh God, and we pray that you answer speedily. We ask that you bless everyone on the prayer line this morning, every prayer request, in Jesus' name. Touch our leader, oh God, in Jesus' name. Our ambassador, international ambassador, Dr. Johnson, touch right now. Lady Ambassador Johnson, oh God, touch Mother Johnson, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we ask that you look on the staff of the First Fruit prayer line, in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and honor you this morning, oh God, for hearing our cry and hearing our prayer. We pray right now for our Superintendent Kemper in Jesus' name. Bless and heal even, oh God, the ministry, the prayer line that, oh God, that he's on, the ministry, the church, oh God. Bless every member at his church. Every, oh God, outreach there in Jesus' name. Bless right now, oh God, Pastor Paul Watkins, oh God, in a critical accident. We ask that you would mend him back together. Put him back together, oh God. Let your blood cover him right now. Lead and guide, oh God, your angels in the path of righteousness that they may minister to him, Lord Jesus. Comfort him right now in the time of trouble. Send speed of healing to his body, oh God. Touch and heal and deliver right now. Touch the whole family, oh God, and they're bereaving, oh God. Touch right now, Lord Jesus. We pray a fresh anointing, oh God. We pray that the hearts would not be troubled. Sister Tina Hankins, oh God, touch and heal right now, Lord Jesus. You know how. You know the way. You know what she needs. You know, oh God, how to heal. You know how to bring deliverance. You know where to touch, how to touch, even the finances, Lord God. Touch right now in your name and the people around the world that has been requested for. Touch the unspoken request, huh, in Jesus' name. Look on Kenneth, oh God, in your name right now. Remove, oh God, the arthritis and bursitis in Jesus' name. Heal in your name, oh God. Touch hearts right now, Lord Jesus. Look on the Jackson family, oh God. Valerie Robinson, Lord Jesus. You know how to send a blessing from above. Touch a body, touch a mind, touch a heart, oh God, in Jesus' name. William Lacey, oh God, Isaac Jackson, Lord Jesus, Melina, Lord Jesus, touch, oh God, heal in your name, Lord God. Touch Sister Lily Mays and her family, Lord Jesus. Look on them right now. Touch a mother, oh God. Bless and deliver them, Lord Jesus. Touch right now, Sister Charlotte, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give her the means and the finances, Lord Jesus. Let the hot water heat, oh God. Let it be replaced at minimum cost or no cost. We ask, oh God, that you take responsibility. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. You be her 911 in Jesus' name. She needs you right now, oh God. Look on the family. Look on them right now, oh God. Touch and heal the Stitz family, Lord Jesus. Touch Brother Frank Stitz in Jesus' name. Deliver, 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 oh God. Let him make a joyful noise unto you, Lord Jesus. Let him sing a new song, oh God, unto you, Lord God. We will praise you. We will bless you. We will thank you forevermore, Lord God. Touch and heal Mother Wilson, oh God. The family, the husband, the church right now, deliver from sin and evil in Jesus' name. Deliver from all wickedness, every device of the enemy. Bind the enemy, oh God, that comes to hinder your people. Come to hold them back. Come to put up stumbling blocks. The enemy, oh God, that built up strongholds. We pull them down today in Jesus' name. We execute righteousness right now. In your name, oh God. We ask, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we all culminate together, reaching higher heights and deeper depths in you, Lord Jesus. We ask right now, oh God, that everyone be able to recognize your blessing, Lord Jesus, and give you thanks and give you praise. We ask that your anointing be invoked in the mind of the people right now, that everybody, oh God, will be able to glorify your name. Touch right now, Lord Jesus. Sister Marty, in Jesus' name. Brother Lawson, oh God, touch him, touch him, touch right now in your name, oh God. Sister Beverly down in Georgia with cancer all over her body. Touch and heal, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Send your blessing, send your blessing, send your blessing, oh God. This is our 911 call this morning, Lord Jesus, and we want to thank you for your healing. We want to thank you, oh God, for your mercy. We want to thank you, for your goodness following all the days of our lives. And we pray right now, Lord Jesus, that every enemy be bound, every enemy be cast into the sea, every enemy, oh God, be annihilated. We pulling them down, Lord Jesus, so we can give you glory. We can give you praise. And we honor you this day, oh God, for all that you've done. We thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you for covering us in your blood. For we know that the blood will never lose its power. And we shout hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We know that there is nothing else can help but your love, your love, your love, oh God. Hallelujah. Nothing but your love. And we thank you right now. We exalt your name in righteousness, oh God. God, and we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We want to thank you for coming to our rescue, for stepping in the room, in the hospital room, in the courtroom, oh God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for stepping into our marriages, oh God, and blessing right now, Lord Jesus. We want to ask, oh God, that you remove in the youth homes, Lord Jesus, in the nursing homes, Lord God. Bless your people around the world, Lord Jesus. Look over and touch them right now. Give them a new praise. shout a new conviction, oh God, in you, oh God. Help us to praise your name morning, noon, and in the evening. We rebuke all schisms and isms and Satan's tactics and tricks, oh God. We pull down everything that's not like you. We call, oh God, for good stewards and stewardships in you. In Jesus' name. We pray right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your blessings upon the people of God everywhere in Jesus' name. We are more than conquerors, more than conquerors, more than conquerors. And we thank you, oh God, for being our shepherd, for being our guide, for being our father. And we want to bless your holy name this day and give you honor, Lord Jesus. And we ask right now that you would cover this line with your blood, because when nothing else will help, your blood helps. Your blood covers. Your blood heal. Your blood bring deliverance. Your blood bring yokes in Jesus' name. And nothing formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you right now for every saint on the line. We thank you, oh God, for the people worldwide in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord God, that you will continue to bless, continue to heal, continue to deliver. In Jesus' name we pray. And we will glorify you. We will honor you, oh God, because you're the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty and dominion and power. Now, right now. And forevermore, amen. Thank God for the people. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we will obey, oh God. We will obey in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador. God bless you. What a wonderful prayer. I want to remind everybody, the youth prayer line is tonight at 7 o'clock. Join Ambassador-elect Sister Gina Hodges. Amen. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the youth prayer line. And then the blog line will help me give a billion praises tonight at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central. Both of these are Central. Youth prayer line at 7. Then we'll have a break and then do the blog line at 9 o'clock. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen, for setting that up for us. We appreciate everything that you've done. God bless all of you. And whatever you're going through, remember, it's going to be all right. I tell you, it's going to be all right. Don't let the enemy tell you it's not. God's going to make it all right. Have a wonderful day. We'll hear you back on the prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. It's going to be all right. If you want to call that lady who the enemy is trying to attack with cancer, again, her number is 816. Are you ready? All right, that number. The number is 816-483-0820. Again, I'll give it to you. 816-483-0820 and the area code is 816. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
gonna be all right. I know you're blue. I know you're hurting inside. I know you're hurting.
Sister Lawson, have a blessed day.